If you drive Route 4 through Northwood, you'll pass a cluster of colorful cottages by a small lake. They're called the Cottages at Harvey Lake. Generations of travelers have gone there to relax, despite it being just a stone's throw from one of the busiest roads in the state. NHPR reporters Sarah Gibson and Annie Ropeek spent a night there to see what draws people to the cottages and brings them back.
The Harvey cottages are right off Route 4, and turning off the main drag can feel a bit treacherous.
It is a very busy road.
Oh my God.
Okay. Here we are.
I drive past a rambling two-story house down a gravel road to six cottages, all facing away from Route 4 towards the lake. The owners have told me, go to the yellow cabin, the door will be open.
I guess this is the yellow cottage. I guess this is mine. Oh my gosh, it's quite lovely.
I get there an hour later.
Hi, Amy.
Sarah is already relaxing, and I take the tour. There's a little kitchen area with a stove, sink, and mini fridge, a real bathroom, even an air conditioner.
We've got a little screened-in porch with a beautiful view of the water. And we have our own grill and a fire pit and a picnic table.
Hi, you all.
Hi there. Hi.
Right next to us, reading under the pine tree by the Blue Cabin, are Russ Wagenfeld and his wife, Eva Klonofsky, from Rhode Island.
I probably started coming down Route 4 in the 50s. And so this place was here. And this place was named Ma, M-A, Ruse. Ma Ruse.
Back then, Russ says he and his friends came by here a lot on their way to the local ice cream spot, Johnson's.
Whenever we would drive by in a 50 Ford that looked like a tank, we would yell, all of us, Ma Ruse. And she would turn on the lights and kind of look around and see, but, you know, we were down the road to Johnson's by that time. So that's my first contact with this place.
No one knows exactly how Ma Ruse got that nickname. The history is a bit murky, but we know the lake got its name from the Harvey family, which owned a lot of the land and houses here in the 1800s. Before the cottages were built in the early 1900s, that main house we drove by on our way in was run by a Mrs. Kelly. The story goes that she let drifters walking along Route 4 eat and stay the night there for free.
Today's owners are Nancy and Lee Carver. They bought the Harvey cottages 13 years ago. We meet Nancy on her golf cart checking on the cottages.
We came up here looking for a vacation home and found this, and I like to bring things back to life.
She says these bright rainbow paint colors and the rainbow flags flying outside each cabin were inspired by where the Carvers vacation in Miami's South Beach.
And so we picked like the same hue so that they all worked really well together. And now we're kind of a destination. People know the colorful cottages all the way, you know, to Maine and back.
She says over half their visitors are repeat customers.
I think they like the peace and quiet. They love that they have their own little space. Most of them have their favorite cottages.
What I'm looking at right here is what I don't see at home.
Right.
That's what I'm looking at. I mean, my feet are literally in the sand right now, and I have 10 steps and I could go dive in the water.
This is Jill and Ron Morazzini, Harvey Cottage regulars. We find them by the Purple Cottage eating ice cream under a big beach umbrella. Ron says the cottage isn't the Taj Mahal.
It is what it is. It's a cottage. I mean, you can't expect a hotel room, but it's so relaxing.
Each time they're here, Jill decorates their cottage with lights and flags she brings from home. Usually it's Hawaiian themed.
The Morazzinis tell us they've been coming up here from their home in central Massachusetts for 4 years, and they've stayed in most of the different colored cottages. In their first year, they discovered the resident loon. Ron remembers one early morning when he was still in bed.
It was right in front of the orange cabin. And I'm laying down and I hear this thing go off. And I said, Jill, what the hell was that? It freaked me out. She says, it's the loon. That was the first time I ever heard a loon. It's a beautiful thing to see all the wildlife. But to hear that thing go off, it blew me away.
Russ and Eva from Rhode Island say it's not all natural beauty.
Okay, the only drawback to this place is the road out there. And the traffic on that road is 24/7, you know, lots of commercial trucks and lots of noise.
And they have one big tip.
Well, unless you have the AC on, in which case you won't hear it.
All this input from regulars makes us determined to relax like they do. We eat our dinner at the picnic table outside our cottage. We see fireflies in the trees around the lake. Then we head inside, crank up the AC, and go to bed.
I got a really good night's sleep.
I did too. I didn't even hear the road.
Oh, dragonflies coming in.
In the morning, it's cool. Kids are in the water chasing dragonflies.
Blue dragonfly.
Eva, Russ's wife, has already gone kayaking.
Particularly these times are nice when the water is just, you know, very, very peaceful, and you look out and it's mirror-like and you see just the sky reflected and the trees. And
I go swimming. The resident loon is gliding in the middle of the lake. When I get out, Jill and Ron are pulling back into their cottage. They'd planned to make a day trip to Hampton Beach, but they hit traffic on Route 4. They decided to leave it all behind and come back to Harvey Lake. For NHPR News, I'm Sarah Gibson.
And I'm Annie Ropeek.